This is episode 173, recorded August 22nd, 2014. Packard pokes at Packard missing after buying new lawn chair. I want to thank Tor Varen from the chat room for this week's show title.
You can help support and promote the show by purchasing our merchandise at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt, where you can choose from a variety of different items like hoodies, hats, and bears. Oh my! Put a Packard Pokesat mug in your hands today.
Do you like Packard Pokesat and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokesat, and I'm poking at your news. Your news.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokesat. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining me tonight from the far west coast is Connie Practical Magic 9.
We're calling this the mullet show because we can't decide if it's which it is. So it's the party in the back and business in the front.
I just realized how small I look compared to you now. You got your big cat there, and I'm just a little tiny guy in the screen now.
He's so meow, he's so cute. Okay.
If you're wondering why out there, why I'm down in the lower corner tonight is going to be an unusual night because it's only Connie and I tonight. So we've got a kind of an abbreviated long short show. Don't ask because
hence the mullet.
Hence the mullet, right? So. It's going to be one of those nights, but we've got something new we're going to be introducing tonight, and we've been trying to get this, I've been trying to get this off the ground for some time. I finally got the logistics of it worked out. You can tweet us live on the show, and it will show up on the screen if you use the hashtag PPAP. So if you go to Twitter right now, type in your message, and then put the hashtag PPAP, your message should show up on the screen. Should. Being the key word there, so
be gentle.
Be gentle with us.
It's our first time.
It's our first time like this, so Joe is currently on assignment somewhere in North America. So
there's so many things I could say to that.
Yes.
What's that code for? I don't know.
I don't know. It's just he's on assignment right now, so.
He's working hard for us.
He's working hard for Packard Pokesat right now.
Oh, God. Now I'm thinking of something else.
But like always, he's here with us in spirit, as it were. Let's get to our first topic for this evening.
Building a better future, science and technology.
There's a lot of sites out there that they try to cater to certain things like cooking, chatting, whatever. And there's a new site that's coming online. It's called women.com. And they just cater to what? Women only. And it's no men allowed. You know, it kind of reminds me of that little old Snoopy cartoon or Peanuts cartoon where every time Snoopy went somewhere, it said no dogs allowed right in his face. It's like you kept hearing that no dogs allowed. Now, to me, I'm hearing that, but it's no men allowed. And quite literally, they mean it. You walk in there with a penis, you're going to get it cut off. No, they won't cut off your penis. But they will make sure that you get blocked. So if you have a penis, you can't go to women.com. That's just all there is to it. Unless
so
you're
they cock block.
Yeah, they cock block it. That's right. They're blocking the cock. Now, the website is going to validate everybody that goes to that site as through their Facebook account. So if you have a Facebook account that says that you're a female, and right now it's just invitation only, but when it comes to become a regular full-size open website, go ahead and try to log in at that point. But for right now, it's invitation only. Connie, your thoughts?
Well, no. There was a time when men had men-only clubs, and that was one of the glass ceilings that the women's rights movement was banging their heads against.
why do you only allow men in? So I'm really confused by this. I mean, the women's movement is supposed to be about inclusiveness and about, you know, not having to worry about sexuality. To be honest, I do understand why some women are reticent to be, not from so much from personal experience, but I know that, you know, some women have really bad experiences with men, with dealing with men.
Right.
But as I looked at this article, about paragraph 5, the woman who started this, she was saying, I started really noticing what people were doing on Facebook and how they were sharing. Mm-hmm. Even when, you know, it's just friends with group privacy controls, the women I knew were still posting pictures, just pictures of their kids and their vacations they were on. And they were holding back in a way, Johnson mm-hmm. said. But offline or in an email thread of just girls, Johnson said, the conversation would just erupt. We'd talk about a mishmash of topics. What we're eating, what we're thinking, what we're doing. And I thought, why can't we have these conversations on Facebook? She goes on to say that, you know, every time she talks about what they might talk about, it always seems to come back to, even though they might have a few actual political things they would talk about, for the most part, it's about fashion, it's about food, it's about this and that and the other thing. And I was like, okay, you're not talking about anything earth-shattering at all.
Right.
This is just what women talk about. And honestly, if, you know, I was trying to put myself in her shoes. She's a businesswoman. I have been a stay-at-home mom my entire life. You know, I've had a few jobs here and there, but for the most part, this is my life. And so I'm looking at her, I'm thinking, well, of course you're not going to have your you know, you're not going to be chatting it up on Facebook. I mean, you're a career woman, right? Aren't you concerned that what you're going to be talking about is going to be seen by other people? I have people that don't follow my Facebook, don't comment on my Facebook. I know it's because they want to talk about their vacations, their kids. They come there for other reasons. It's mm-hmm. it's meant to be a social site and not something where you really debate. Anyway, I just think that these women, if they have a problem with men seeing what they want to post, I really think that they just need to talk with somebody, because why are you segregating an entire, you know, other part of the population just right. because they have X and Y chromosome? And I think it's a bit of confirmation bias for these women that they need to get over, that all men are going to treat them like trash, that they're only going to go to the site to troll for a date or for women.
Right.
And the last thing I want to say is, she says, you know, it's not rare in her on her thing to see a 7-paragraph comment left by a woman, and I'm thinking that's a really good that'd be a really good preventative to men wanting to come to your site anyway, because
right.
my husband, when I say more than 5 words, his eyes start glassing over, probably like yours are right now.
What?
And he's like, what is she gonna, what? Food?
Food? Yeah. Did she say food?
Are we going to bed?
Food? You know, sandwich?
And that's kind of sexist to me, but really? I don't see why this is a thing. She thinks this is going to be a thing, and I'm just like, no.
You're right.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's... I don't see why something like this should take off. Now, we're finally getting some tweets in here. We had one from Dawkins Dog. He said, what if you have a female sock puppet? And he said, of course, he said in the chat room, whistles innocently. We're also getting some other ones. If you don't know what the PPA is about, get yourself over to you right now, Dawkins Dog. Thank you, Dawkins Dog.
Woo!
Yes. So, yeah, no, I agree. I mean, for many years, the glass ceiling was there. Women weren't allowed in so many places. And now we are seeing this big turnaround where women are trying to block the guys out because he's like, oh, well, we're trying to keep ourselves safe from them. I mean, safety is an issue, yes, in some cases.
But in some cases, yes.
But
I do understand.
Yeah, I understand that completely. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
There was a story a number of years ago where there's this fitness club. It's just for women only. And they say women only. Right there, even on the title, it says women only. It's called Curves. A guy tried to join, and they denied him. He sued them and got in. Why? Because you're not supposed to be a sexist organization, and that's basically what it was. You can't do that. If you want women for many years to be able to go into the men's clubs and then turn around and say, hey, no, we're going to have a women's only club, I'm sorry, you can't have your cake and eat it too in this instance. You can't have it both ways. You can't be exclusive and inclusive at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's kind of silly. So
Well, I think it, and just one last thing. Sure. I know I've already talked a lot about this, but I don't understand why it's okay in reverse. I really don't. There it went, out the window.
That's okay. That's okay. Speaking of going out the window on Facebook.
Yay.
We like to have fun on this show. And if you have never, if this is your first time visiting the show or listening to the show, you can understand, well, you will find out we like to have fun. And on Facebook, people like to have fun too. They like to post stuff that sounds like a story that sounds like it's real. You know, we have this a whole section of the show here called No, It's Not the Onion, because it sounds so fantastical that it sounds like this cannot be an actual news story. Well, Facebook is addressing that problem. They're calling it training wheels for people who are humor impaired, basically. So if you find a tag and it says satire on it, that means the news story that you're reading is exactly that. Because apparently the people at Fox News, did I say Fox? I mean, people who know and news organizations who really don't understand the news that they think that they're telling everybody. I wonder who that sounds like, too.
Could it be?
Could it be? Could it be? They're putting a satire tag on news stories. It's in beta right now. It may not be on yours, on your timeline right now, but at some point in the future, it might. So this way, in the future, if you see a link going to The Onion or another site that's like The Onion and it looks almost credible, but it's like too fantastical to be true, start looking for that satire tag, because every site that's going to one of these off news sites is going to start having one of these tags. So this way you won't get drawn in and those other stations won't report fake news as real news. Well, Fox News is fake news anyway, but kind of your thoughts.
So that's not fair. We get to poke fun at Fox News.
That's right.
they should have to do research like everybody else.
That's right.
This is embarrassing, and it really should be. I'm like, no, you know.
I like Doc.
What about dumbing down?
Right. You know? I like what Dawkins just said. If people can't recognize the obvious satire, they're exactly the folks that need to be mocked by satire. Don't help them, Facebook.
Exactly. This is, you know, let's just prevent everybody from being embarrassed. You know, I've been embarrassed because I thought that a story, it was something somebody posted. I think it was Robin Dupree Reed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a quote from Sarah Palin. Mm-hmm. And I didn't fact check it because I'm going, oh, wow, that was her. It wasn't. And I'd already shared it. I'm going, darn it. You know, I had to pull it down. You get that need, because again, confirmation bias. You get
right.
Something, you go, oh, wow. Well, dang it. I don't know. Maybe we should just let Facebook do this, because, you know, eventually we'll cull out the stupid ones. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You know, it's funny. You know, it's the Sarah Palin thing there, I totally get. I think I've done that myself a couple of times. Like,
yes.
Oh, this sounds like something Palin would say. I was like, oh, she didn't say that? So I was like,
dang it.
Dang.
Can I put those words in your mouth, please? This was really awesome. Heaven forbid people have to think.
Right. Heaven forbid you have to think. You have to use that lump that's about 5 feet above your ass. You know,
gray matter. Yeah, some's more gray than others.
Yes, yes. Unfortunately. Now there was something really that was rather interesting about that. Also, is that there's a line here. It says, "I expect one or two may have given Facebook a fix it or else call in this response." It's like,
oh. Bill O'Reilly.
Tide goes in, tide goes out. Can't explain that. It's on Facebook, you know.
We have your number.
We have your number, Facebook. I'll be calling you. Fix it. I don't want to give fake news again.
He rolls over and whispers to Ann Coulter, it's okay, baby. I have you covered.
Apparently, Karn seems to think I hate midgets. I have no idea what they even mean about that. I don't know. See, we open it up to everybody now, and everybody gets... Where's
only
my filter?
Only midgets of the mind, Karn. Only midgets of the mind.
Midgets of the mind. Mental midgets. Only mental midgets.
Mind, not mime.
Yeah, not mime. No.
Although
well,
mime
mimes are... you know, yeah, you know, a mime is a terrible thing to waste. I actually used to have that as a screensaver. You would actually, you could play, you lock down the caps lock, you could play this game, and you'd shoot the mime with tomatoes. Has absolutely nothing to do with this story, but.
Absolutely, total non sequitur.
Right.
But you know what? Let's keep them guessing, Patrick, because they're on to us.
They're on to us.
Oh, God.
Speaking of people with no humor, sense of humor, let's get on to our next topic for this evening.
It's the Onion Radio News.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Out in, what is it, New Hampshire? No, Connecticut. I'm sorry.
Connecticut, yeah.
It's Connecticut. Yeah. Well, they're right next to each other. You know, they almost look like, looks like two pieces of pizza next to each other, kind of cockeyed looking. out in Connecticut, this lady and a guy that they fell in love. And yes. that's you know, that's a heartwarming story. You know, they got together. They liked each other. They fell in love and they were going to get married. And she, because she was actually from Europe, actually in New England.
She's from England.
She's from England, yeah.
Yes.
And United Kingdom. Well, same place. I think. I don't know. Dawkins will correct me, I'm sure. It's an island across the sea.
All history doesn't matter if it what didn't happen here in the U.S. of A.
That's right. It didn't happen here. Don't around. Matter.
Oh, God. We're pathetic.
We are. I am sadly pathetic tonight.
Anyway.
So they started planning this huge-ass wedding because it's like he asked her to marry him. And she's like, oh, I'm looking forward to, you know, spending the rest of my life with this man. And then she gets a call. Oh, I'm sorry. Your boyfriend is dead or fiancé is dead. It's like, that because that's devastating. You hear, you get a call like that, and you're like, oh my gosh, the, you know. And then she had the presence of mind to call back, and the mother answers and goes, what are you talking about? He's like sitting over here on the couch. He's quite alive. I'm looking at it right now. So, yeah. So basically, he tried to fake his own death over the phone to this woman who's living in another country to say, hey, I don't want to marry you. I'm just going to, actually, I'm going to back up here just a second. Instead of having the balls like a real guy, I'm sorry, that's no true Scotsman. real man.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I caught myself. like a guy should have and take responsibility for his actions instead of saying, you know what? I don't think this is the right idea. This is the right thing to do. Maybe we should just hold off on this. He decides to fake his own death. And I find that quite, it's repugnant in so many ways. And it's funny and it's silly and it's just stupid. If you're going to get engaged to somebody, at least have the courtesy say, hey, I don't want to get married. Or at least just block him on Facebook and then you don't have to worry about him anymore.
Or move out of your parents' house.
Yes, and move out of the parents' house. This way they won't see you on the couch. If they see you on the couch, someone's going to call and say, hey, yeah, he's sitting over here on the couch. Yeah, move out of the house, Connie. Your thoughts.
Well, that should have been her first clue. He's still living at home.
Right.
Wait, okay. Yeah. You know, I have a different perspective on this simply because everybody's taking her side,
uh-huh.
Which, yeah, that was a really crappy way to break up. But I've known a couple of guys who would actually take this avoidance,
mm-hmm.
You know, that they were engaged to somebody that they met. Yeah. And they got engaged really quickly. I mean, they met when he was at college and she came over and she was studying abroad here in the U.S. And he, you know, it romanced her for a year, and then she's going back, and they're all upset. And so he, instead of saying goodbye, he says, well, gee, could I marry you?
you know?
And this throwaway thing, she should have been a little smarter than that, but okay. And
I like what Dawkins said here in the chat room. He says, if you want to break up with someone, don't fake your own death. Organize theirs.
Unless he should have committed.
Right. And no, Dawkins is right. Scott, he says England is not the United Kingdom. It does not equal the United Kingdom. Sorry. I know it's an island over there somewhere. That's all I know. It'll come around on the screen here soon, I'm sure.
Actually, what's funny is I had a friend. She's no longer my friend. She was my friend for a very long time. And back in the early 2000s, when I reconnected with her, because, you know, we lived in different states, she says, oh, yes, I'm engaged to this really wonderful guy, you know, when I was engaged to my current husband. And, oh, that's nice. That's nice, you know. Well, no, turns out that not only was she not, you know, he didn't ask her to marry. She made the whole thing up in her head.
Oh, really?
2 years, she told everybody she was engaged. So I'm sitting here looking at this story. I go, you know, it's just as likely that he was trying to break up, and he was just too damn subtle. She just didn't get the clue.
Right.
I think it's ironic that she wants to have a business of making wedding favors.
Yeah, that's what she went into. That's just, I found that was really funny, is that she went into, like, you know what? Even though my wedding got broke up, I'm going to go into wedding favors. You know, that's like, let's take the knife and slowly turn it right inside.
Well, she's got a lot in her closet, most likely.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you sit around all day stuffing tulle with a couple of pieces of chocolate and tying it with ribbon, you want it to pay off.
No, everyone is a sad reminder. Like, that could have been mine. It's yours. Don't worry about that moisture on there. Just my tears.
It's okay. I baptized these with my tears from my lost love. Well, you know, let's move on. It's okay.
Right.
She's got lots of great pictures on the mirror. You know,
right.
Of herself enjoying her time here in America when she went ahead and spent her ticket.
Yes.
But her first clue should have been when they were, you know, they had scheduled that she was going to go, he was going to go ahead and go to England and spend some time with her and plan the wedding. And he couldn't make it because he claims that he was under arrest because he had brought alcohol to an underage party at college.
Geez.
Yeah. And so, like, you know, that might have been your first clue that he might not be ready.
Might not be ready if your boyfriend or fiance is supplying alcohol to minors. You might not be ready for marriage.
That's right.
Apparently she
dodged that bullet.
Yes,
maybe that's what the end of this story is.
Yes, apparently she gave him half the money for the expenses of $1,200, but he's repaid most of it. But she is not communicating with him at all, which is what he should have done to begin with if he just wanted to if he didn't want to get married. Just say, you know what, you're over there now. I think it's time to move on. We just had like a summer fling. You know, I don't really want to marry you. So of course there are guys out there. I'm not saying all guys. I'm just saying there are some guys that'll say, yeah, let's get hitched so they can get into the marital bed before they get in the marital bed. You know what I'm talking about. So
they're buying the cow.
They're test riding the cow before they buy the cow, you know. Which I hate that analogy.
They don't aim it on the cow, but then they want it.
Yeah, they put the ring around the hoof or in the ear. I don't know. I really actually hated that analogy. It's like,
that's a lot of bull.
It is a lot of bull. It is a lot of bull. I really hate that because I don't see women as cows. Women have... I've never seen a woman come out anywhere go like this, you know, off the top of their body, you know, or have to do this. If their nipples were that long, it'd be that would make those porn movies a whole lot different. So.
Now I'm having flashbacks of the movie Barnyard. I'm just like, there are way too many udders. That's a bunny trail you don't want to go down.
Right. Okay. No, they had actually featured that recently on Robot Chicken. He's like, you know that you're a male cow. If you're a male cow, you shouldn't even have udders. That doesn't.
That's, yes.
I was like.
I was so upset about that. I'm like, what the? That's a what? It's a transvestite cow. There's no bull in this movie at all.
Right.
Because again, see, we can show boobs, but we can't show penises.
Right. Unless you have four of them and they're tied all in the same area. And make them look like udders. Which is utterly ridiculous.
I think we've milked this enough.
I think we have milked this more than enough. And what would a good story if you're going to sit there with udders in your face?
How do we get from there to here? I don't know.
I'm going somewhere with this.
We're going 88 miles an hour.
We're going 88 miles an hour. We can't see out the window. Someone rolled out the window.
Get the flux capacitor out.
Someone broke my flux capacitor.
Well, that explains a lot.
That explains a lot. There's a lady out in Seattle, out in Connie's neighborhood. Her name is Celia Hands. She's age 33. And apparently she had a little bit too much to drink. And she decides, you know what, I'm going to go outside and I'm just going to start pretend like I'm having sex with the lawn furniture.
God.
Why not? Sure. Several weeks ago, we talked about a guy who did something similar to this. He would go out and he would have sex with inflatable rafts and inflatable toys and whatever. I mean, like lawn toys. This woman did the same thing, only she did it with her chair. She's like grinding and humping the chair, according to the police report.
Not her chair.
It was somebody else's chair. And she had a short skirt on and she had no underwear on. So that way when she sat back, you got to see everything. So, and the thing is, we looked this up. This lady, I mean, not to sound mean in any way, we thought this, Connie and I were discussing the story. We thought, yeah, this is typical. You get some guy, some woman or some guy in some cases, you know, he's really bad looking. He feels like they can't get a date. So they're just like, hey, I'm just going to show everybody my stuff. Otherwise, no one's going to look at it. This lady, she didn't look all that bad. I mean, she's a nice looking lady. She was actually fairly nice looking. I don't understand what was going through her mind at that time. Apparently not her underwear because she left it off. So
Connie, she likes it rough too.
Yeah, she does. She's from Ohio, apparently. The guy was from Ohio. This woman from Seattle. Never mind. I was thinking of the lawn ornament guy. Go ahead, dear Connie.
Oh, the lawn ornament guy. Okay, I'm going. Wait, where was that?
The lawn guy.
Okay, they didn't specify. They didn't specify. Are these chairs plastic or wood? Because I'm just thinking splinters. That really bad.
I hope they were plastic. They weren't wood because. I can't imagine getting split.
Maybe she wanted wood and she couldn't find it. And just she's lonely. She's wandering around like Washington area neighborhood. And she just found a random chair. What was really kind of bad, evidently, there was a 11 and a 15-year-old kid, young women, in this lawn. This is somebody's private lawn.
Right.
That she decides to urinate in and perform this little sex act in and slapping herself silly on her whatnot and just like, yeah.
On her whatnot? What was that whatnot?
Her vagina. Well, not her vagina.
Yeah, it's her vagina.
Well, no, her vagina's inside. I mean, technically.
Actually, I think.
I'm trying to use the anatomically correct words. I'm trying to be a grown-up here.
Right. On this show? Are you kidding me?
I know. That was fun. I don't know. Maybe she's in heat.
Maybe she was. It's like, I'm over here.
Everybody, have your drunks spayed or neutered, please, because this is just sad. Maybe she had an itch, you know. They make creams for that, but I don't know. I mean,
she had an itch, all right. She was looking for something to scratch from the inside out.
God.
You know, that reminds me of the old joke. You know what the blonde mating call is? Oh, God, I'm so drunk. So, sorry.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Oh. I apologize. I apologize.
You're a bad man.
I'm very, very bad. Torbjorn from online, he says, chairs for sale on Craigslist, varnished by horny women considering interesting trades.
We're making lemons out of lemonade. lemonade out of lemons. You know what I mean.
You know, on Craigslist, someone's a woman has had sex with a chair, they actually might get some good money out of that, you know.
That's true. Put it on eBay.
Right, actually. Put it on eBay, right.
Highest bidder.
Uh-huh.
Now you see, there you go. And you know,
guys will buy
the kids, you know, you traumatize those kids. Sex education.
Mm-hmm. Those people. There's people out there who buy used women's underwear, so I don't see why they wouldn't buy a chair that's been hornicized by a woman. I guess. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Current chat room says, chair has a shiny coat. It does. It's all shiny now.
Sit down in it and you have an urge to eat tuna fish. I'm sorry. That was really bad.
I'm glad I didn't say it. Dawkins said, speaking of the dog, sex with the furniture just isn't that unusual. Just make sure you have a lot of Febreze handy.
Hashtag PPAA. That was the other thing I'm thinking of. It's like, these evidently, the people who own this house, they didn't have dogs, you know?
And if they would have had dogs, no, that's a whole other movie. That's a whole other movie. I don't even want to get down that way. But
oh, speaking of dogs.
Yeah, speaking of dogs, we're going to do a little dogging ourselves. If you would like to dog some money over our way and dig a little hole out of your back pocket and throw a dollar our way, you can go to patreon.com/PackardPokesAt. That's patreon.com/PackardPokesAt. And you can donate as little as a dollar a month, or $5, or $10, or whatever you feel the show is worth to you. If you want to give us $1 million, please go right ahead, and we will gladly accept that. But in the meantime, we're going to give you some other information, how you can contact us in other ways right now.
You should contact us by email at ppapodcast or packardpokesat@gmail.com. And follow the show on Twitter as @packardpokesat. And like us on Facebook at facebook.com/PackardPokesAt, or just type PackardPokesAt into the Facebook search bar. Call our Google Voice at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727 and leave a short message and we will play it on the show. Join in the show live Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokesAt. Download and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Mixler Radio, and watch the show on YouTube. Visit our show page at packardpokesat.wordpress.com for links to the stories and purchase merchandise from cafepress.com/packardpokesat to support the show. For everyone that rates us, you are awesome sauce.
And thank you, Joey. No, he's not here. It's amazing how he gets that the same way every time. Someone in the chat room was commenting like, how does he do that all the time? He's like, he's a pro.
He's a Joe bot.
He's a Joe bot. Since this is an unusual show, and it's like a short, long show type thing, we're going to kind of skip our general news tonight, and we're going to go on to our next topic for this evening.
No sex, no drugs, no wine, no women, no fun, no sin, no you, no wonder it's dark.
We have a great video of somebody that's very special and warm-hearted to the Packard Pokes That Show. He makes his appearance here at least every other two or three weeks, and you're going to just love him because I just love him to death. Let's show that video right now.
Hannah writes, my husband and I have been praying for a healing miracle for his body for over 4 years. Other people we know have received a healing or a miracle, but every time we pray for his healing, he seems to be getting worse. The doctors don't know what's wrong, and every time we go, we get a different diagnosis. So my question is this, does God choose only certain people to heal? And if not, why hasn't my husband received his healing yet?
Catherine Coleman had a great ministry of healing, and she said one day she's going to find out that answer from God as to why some people aren't healed. Look, there's so much stuff that goes on in people's minds. You know, if you don't have faith, you don't get healed. If there's sin in your life, you don't get healed. If there's so many things, if you're not doing it properly, you're not speaking the word, You know, but it's not God picking some people to get healed and some not. He wants everybody to be healed, and he's given us the power. And he said, speak the word. I recommend you read the gospel very carefully and see what Jesus did and then try to follow the way he did it. But again, search your heart. Is there a lack of forgiveness? And there's some people, you know, they enjoy their sickness. I know this is terrible to say, but that is their excuse not to compete. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd love to compete, but my lumbago's got me, you know.
Right, exactly.
And so I can't do it. But all right. Mm-hmm. But I don't know about your husband or you or anything else. But search your heart and see what's in there, but particularly this matter of forgiveness.
Luke, search your feelings. Sorry. See, every time he kept saying, search your heart, I thought that's the only that soundbite kept running through my head. Luke, search your feelings. You know I'm your father. So
you know this to be true.
You know this to be true. Pat Robertson.
He kind of looks like Emperor Palpatine.
Yeah, it does. He's getting there.
Yeah.
People enjoy their sickness. I have, you know, I've been sick a lot of times in my lifetime. As I'm sure most everybody, you know, that breathing has in some way, shape, or form. I can't remember anybody who's said, you know, this arthritis, it just feels so good. I can't breathe. Oh, that feels so good. I just can't. You know, unless you're a masochist, in which case, you know, then yeah. But Patty boy, Patty boy, Patty boy. Let me tell you. Let me clue you in on the lumbago thing there. I don't. Is that even a real thing? I
mean, yeah.
It is.
Okay.
Don't know
what it's called now?
What
it was called back in 1949 or something.
Okay. maybe that's what arthritis is called now. I don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody give me a 1950s to 2000 translator, please. Old fogey to human translator. The lumbago's elking up again. No, he just. I don't care who you are. If you just say, hey, you know what? I'm not feeling good right now. I don't want to help you. I don't want to go running around doing whatever. Hey, that's perfectly fine. It's like, I'm not enjoying my sickness. I'm telling you a reason why I can't participate in your activity. It's not because I'm enjoying the pain. You know, again, unless you're a masochist, in which case you'd probably say, this might cause me more pain. I think I'll join you. Kind of your thoughts.
Well, and the fact that he used the word compete.
Yeah.
I'm like, who? Compete? What an asshole. Everything he says is everything I ever heard anytime I went into the doors of a church that had everything to do with, like, miracles and faith healing and all this, you know, words of faith, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always, it's not God. He really wants to heal you, but it's everything that's wrong with you.
Right.
You know, there's so much in people's minds. Now, the fact that he said that to open up was huge to me. I'm like, oh, so you admit that a lot of that what happens to people is in their mind, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something they're imagining, like, you know, you're God.
Whoa!
You know, if you don't have faith, you won't be healed. If you have sin, you won't be healed. If you don't speak the words right and properly, you won't be healed.
Yeah.
And he's given the power, you know, he's giving us the power, he says to speak the word, as in God, and
mm-hmm.
reading the gospel carefully and seeing what Jesus did to follow what he did. Okay, well, what did Jesus do to heal people? He spit on dirt, he spit in their eyes. He just told them to get up.
Come here, Patty, you know, let me spit on you, and I'll let me heal you.
And as I looked at Jesus' miracles, mm-hmm. I realized every single miracle that he performed had everything to do with making a point to the Pharisees and Sadducees. It had to do with making a point for the ministry, because there are obviously tons and tons of people who actually probably needed miracles and they didn't get them.
Right.
And the only ones that are recorded are to prove a point, which to the first century people, miracles were a proof that of a deity of, you know, supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the Gospels include them. Again, there may have been a historical Jesus. I don't know.
Right.
But as far as the miracles go, no.
Right.
And as far as Pat Robertson goes, you know what? He's putting the blame on the believer and saying it's either commission or omission or your ineptitude why you are not healed.
Oh, yeah. That's basically it.
Bullshit.
Right. Yeah, no, that's basically it's a yeah. dance around. So this way they can try to explain away, wait, God hasn't healed your and answered your prayer. Oh, Jesus, I hurt my hand. Why is it still throbbing? Well, he'll give it back to you in about 6 to 8 weeks, and then maybe he'll heal you then. You know, yeah. But my hand's broken now. Yeah, so can't you gotta have faith? Well, have faith. My hand's still broken. I was like, well, I guess you just don't have enough faith. That's why your hand's still broken. I mean, you're right. They're putting all the blame on why their God fails onto them. But
yeah.
they can't see that. They go, you know what? I think you're right. I think it's my fault. It must be my fault because God is just so perfect. He does everything. And it's my fault. I failed the Lord. You know, it's like, come on,
yeah.
really?
I
think I'm going to incorporate that new voice into something else.
Well, and we have the idea that, you know, we can have remission if you're talking about an ongoing disease. And I don't think that it's really been able to be proven. But what about the idea that, you know, we can somehow, you know, the power of the mind to alter the chemistry of your body, to, you know, your heartbeat or things like that. I don't know that that's even been proven, but there's other reasons why people might experience relief.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that somebody actually enjoys their sickness, you know what, Pat Robertson, you're an arrogant son of a so-and-so.
Yes.
That was an awful thing to say.
Yes, it was. It really was.
Yeah. So,
Torvin in the chat room said, someone grabbed Jesus' robe and was healed instantly. It said Jesus felt power leaving him. Jesus has miracle batteries. I mean, well, if he's feeling the power leaving him, he must not be using Energizer, because Energizers will definitely give you the charge that you need.
So God has a limited amount of power so that he knew he had so much in his body, you know,
yeah.
and that he felt it leave?
Yes, apparently.
If it was infinite power, he wouldn't be able to feel it.
Right. That's a good point. If he was infinitely powerful, like he claimed, then it's like, oh, you're zapping my power. Oh, my God. It's like, oh, someone brought me kryptonite. Oh, my God, he's touching me with the kryptonite. Oh.
First century understanding of nothing.
Yeah, exactly. We had some interesting tweets come through, so you'll have to look back at them later on.
Yep.
Yeah, those are excellent points. Pat Robertson he's such a tool. I mean, this is kind of one of the funnier things he said. Of course, in the past, he has said some pretty horrific things, and
he's very arrogant.
Oh, he is. He's incredibly arrogant.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but yeah.
No, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, that's all I was going to say. He's very arrogant. So, yes, everything he says that comes out of his mouth is condescending and dripping with, you know, just contempt. It's
the
southern version of, you know, bless you.
Oh, yeah. Basically. Karen in the chat, or no, I'm sorry, Dawkins from Twitter says, Pat Robertson, I just lost it. Pat Robertson is like, he enjoys people's sickness because, you know, that way they're like, oh, I'm sick. Let me, you know. I'll give you money. Maybe you'll get me healing. It's like, how does that work? It's the old indulgences game, basically.
Profiting.
Yes, yeah. Profiting off of other people's misery. Personally, I find that really abhorrent. So,
yeah, but anyway.
All right. Well, we got all that out of the way. Let's get on to our next topic for this evening. And on tonight's funny tweet comes from Quartering, that's Q-W-E-R-T-Y-I-N-G. He says, I spent the entire day throwing darts at a picture of my wife. Wife phones, wife, what are you doing? Husband says back to him, missing you.
I keep hearing that in Rodney Dangerfield's voice.
Missing you, honey.
Get no respect.
No respect. I keep missing you. I keep throwing what I keep missing. So. Did you have any thoughts on this besides?
Besides Rodney Dangerfield. What else is there to add?
I don't know.
I think it's very weird that this man has a bunch of very, very funny, tweets.
Yes.
And this was one of the gems. It's just awesome.
Yeah, give him a follow too sometime.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and tell him you heard him on the show too. Because hearing on the show, let's get on to our next topic for this evening.
Hey, you guys!
And tonight's shout out is from Connie, and her shout out is for TCIDDACISUM.
I think it's TCIDDASUMA.
TCIDDASUMA?
Is that a, I mean, that if I were to pronounce it, that's what I would say.
Isn't that a sexual position? You know?
Maybe.
Put your hands over here.
I didn't look it up. I'd have to go get my copy of...
the Kama Sutra?
The book, the Kama Sutra, yes.
That's where you put your hand behind your head and you stick your chest way out. No, I'm just kidding. I am totally kidding.
Yes.
Can you tell us about...
And I'm kidding, too. Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit about TCIDDASUMA?
Only a little bit. You know, I have a very few followers on, you know, people following me on Twitter, but she loves music. She and I think that what I like about her posts is they all kind of read like a haiku or a philosophical comment. Mm-hmm. And she seems really interested in current, you know, I look at who she's following. She's interested in the news. She's an atheist. She has a YouTube channel, but she's never produced a video, but she loves listening to music.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see.
I have a YouTube channel too, but I never make anything.
Okay. Here's a post. Inside me is what could be the very image of you at your heights of splendorous non-banality. And so I just think she seems like a really, she seems like a really interesting person. And I would love to see more posts from her. I would love to see her actually revealing more of herself. So, but she's an atheist and she's very proud of it. And so give her a follow.
Yes.
Go give her a look.
Yes. Definitely give her a shout out.
And let's encourage her.
Yes. Senator, yeah, definitely. And tell you heard her on the show. All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for coming to our abbreviated long short show.
The Mullet Show.
It's the Mullet Show. It's the Mullet Show. And thank you for everybody that was joined in on Twitter and sent us some lovely, funny tweets. Some of them were kind of, well, pretty awful, but hey, that's okay.
We can take it. I'm going to go cry my socks.
I'm
going to
go cry. Yeah, we'll figure it out. But anyway, I do, again, we appreciate for coming. In the future, we will have the Twitter on the side there so people can send us tweets and add your voice to the show instead of just having to wait for us to read it from the chat room. So come to the show or tweet to us or tweet from the chat room. Either way, one of the two. I don't know if you can tweet from the chat room. One of the two. But use the hashtag PPAP. Now, I'm just going to give you a little quick clue, and when we do have a guest coming up sometime next month. I won't tell you when, but we have a guest coming up sometime next month. Use the hashtag PPAP guest. There'll be a different hashtag. So this way, when we show up any questions for those guests, it'll be up under that one. So just remember, it's PPA, hashtag PPAP guest when we have our guest on. So, and when you want to come over to the show and you want to tweet, but... What Karn just put on that Packard hates midgets at hashtag PPAP. Just mental midgets. It's the mental midgets I'm not real fond of. So we had a lot of fun with that tonight.
We toss midgets, don't we? Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Yes. Some people get paid a lot of money to do that. Anyway, I'm sorry. We're way off track. This has been Packer Pokes At. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.